Hi, this is ArbitraChanks with your bets of the weekend. We've used PobsCops, the stats that you can see on ArbitraChanks.com, to compile a list of bets that have the stats on our side. We'll kick straight off with the accumulator, which is Lyon, Stoke, Manchester United, Hanover and Bayern Munich. Now, these are either the best home teams across Europe or we're opposing the worst away teams. We've got both teams to score fourfold of Stuttgart, Nice, Cagliari and Real Zaragoza. Moving on to the in-play triggers, the battlers are Swansea, Manchester United, Everton, Levante and Parma. And the bottlers are Southampton, Reading, Everton, Bologna, Torino, Lille, Montpellier, Nancy, Rams and Troyes. That just leaves us with our bet of the weekend, which is Sunderland to beat Arsenal. Okay, only Liverpool have kept more clean sheets at home than Sunderland, and in the last 2 months at home, Sunderland have only been beaten by Chelsea and Spurs, and they've actually beaten Manchester City. They were lacking options up front, but now have Danny Graham and are approaching a decent squad. In the reverse fixture, Arsenal couldn't beat them when Sunderland were very bad, only winning one in their first home games. Admittedly, Sunderland lost to Reading last week, but plenty of teams have failed to deal with the Reading late show, so that's not really a problem. Arsenal, meanwhile, are definitely lacking Vermaelen and probably lacking Koscielny today. They've been playing two games a week for a month now. Last Wednesday gone was an exception, but Arsenal, far more than Sunderland, had players jetting off here, there and everywhere for international games. So far, they've been to Bradford and Brighton with strong teams and struggled, and have only won twice away in eight. Arsenal were comfortably beaten by City and Chelsea lately and only just got by Stoke last week. In the game against Liverpool, their defending was comically abysmal. They've been an absolute shambles in defence and just lucky that their attacking talent makes up for it. But as mentioned, Sunderland are pretty tired at home now. If they give chances to Fletcher or Adam Johnson, Arsenal will definitely concede. And they may also have their mind on the bigger match with Bayern Munich, which comes up soon. So a slip-up at Sunderland is entirely possible. So we're on for Sunderland at 4.5. Good luck with those. You'll hear from us again soon. Cheers.